Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, the Angela Gevrit Show. And I'm your amazing host, Angela Gevrit. This is my 10th episode of my show and YouTube channel. I'll be interviewing a couple of good friends of mine and my special guests on their committee, Spread the Word for Inclusion. I am drilled to be sitting and chatting with my good friends and special guests, Bree Crystal and Frank Camerata. Welcome to my show.
Hi, Angelique.
Thanks, Angelique.
And I hope I said the last names right.
You nailed it.
All right. So, Bree, tell me about yourself.
So, my name is Bree Kischel. I am the Program and Operations Manager at the University of Buffalo's Alberti Center for Bullying Abuse Prevention. It's a mouthful. I've been at UB now for a little over 8 years, and prior to coming to UB, I worked at People Inc. for 18 years in multiple roles there, but I've always been involved with the Spread the Word committee since my days at People Inc. So pretty much since the beginning, I've been involved with Spread the Word.
And it's a good thing you mentioned about bullying, because in a later episode, y'all, I will be interviewing Bree on my show again. But this side, I'm bullying prevention. Yes.
Looking forward to that.
So, Frank, you can actually answer this one question too. Tell me about yourself.
Sure, Bree. Sure, Angelique. I hate to say it, you could tell it's a Monday, although anybody who's going to be watching this, they could be watching it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever, right?
Yes.
I'm Frank Camerata. I'm the Executive Director of the Erie County Office for People with Disabilities. And I've been in my role, it's 10 plus years now that I've been in this role. The Erie County Office for People with Disabilities, Erie County is actually one of only 5 counties in all the counties of New York State that has an office for people, specifically for people with disabilities, that we are the specific advocate for people with disabilities. I am also the ADA coordinator for Erie County, assisting people with disabilities who may have ADA concerns in our community. And just like Bree and I have a very similar path. I too worked for People Incorporated for a little more than 18 years. It's been quite a while. But it's been great. And Bree and I have been working on this committee, the Spread the Word. It used to be Spread the Word to End the R Word. Now it's Spread the Word for Inclusion. We've been working on this committee from the very outset. So it's been wonderful. Past couple of years have been difficult, but
different.
It's a good thing you mentioned about that, Frank, because I do have a question about that, which I think I'll ask right now since we're talking about it. Why the name for inclusion?
Would you like me to answer that, or would you like me?
Yes, please, since you kind of mentioned it, yes.
All right. So it was actually, it was Spread the Word to End the R Word. And just a little bit of, I guess, a little bit of background. This was started in 2009 and then kind of perpetuated by the Special Olympics organization and Best Buddies and the Shriver family. They had been focused upon Spread the Word to End the R Word, and just a couple of years ago have changed the thought process to Spread the Word for Inclusion, because the inclusion piece is a little more encompassing. Spread the Word to End the R Word is is very focused on people with developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities. Spread the Word for Inclusion is really focused on people with all disabilities and including them in all pieces of our community.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. Okay.
Does that work, Bree?
Absolutely. That's what I had written down. So perfect.
Okay. Oh, my. Since I asked Frank that, I'm going to ask you this other question, Bree. The name already, so I don't even have to ask that question. Why the name change?
Well, like Frank mentioned, prior to Spread the Word Inclusion, the campaign was called Spread the Word to End the Word. So really the focus at that time was just ending the use of the R word. But with expanding the name to Spread the Word Inclusion, it sort of opened up the possibilities of the campaign to include not just ending the R word, but being inclusive of people of not only focusing on the disabilities, but also race and gender and sexual orientation and social status, and just, I guess, expanding the umbrella of what the campaign, what the goal of the campaign is, which is creating a more inclusive environment.
Now, some people might not know what the I word is, so I'm just gonna ask this question. So what is the I word?
The R word is the word retarded, which we hopefully is not used by a lot of people anymore. But we didn't change the name of the campaign, but I think the founders of the campaign realized that, you know, it's not just the use of the R word that limits people and makes people feel less than. It's not being included in society in every way.
And I was going to say too, the R word, it had a medical basis, right? Speaking about people with developmental, people with developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities, you know, previously they were concerned or they were considered through the scientific or medical community as people who have a mental retardation. But I think it was like 2010, it was Rose's Law, I believe, that the federal government Rose's Law changed the term of mental retardation to intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Thanks for jumping in, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
He's got that historical background.
Well, because, you know, retardation, mental retardation has such a negative connotation, and intellectual developmental disabilities does not have that connotation, right? So, and hopefully that's something that we wanted to use to end the stigma, because the stigma is the real big issue here.
And a lot of the campaign, the Spread the Word campaign, is about education and educating people. So a lot of people might not know the history of that word or know that it's offensive to people. So it's about getting the word out and spreading the word and educating people.
I actually agree about that, because nowadays, so they actually have that music now. So, which is really not a nice word to even put in music.
I agree more with you there.
And it's not just regular music. They put in rap music. So, and I know that I heard a song like that, and I'm like, why would they even put that in there?
But we are hearing it less, right? I mean, you know, you used to hear it in movies. You used to hear it on TV. We are hearing it a lot less, which is good.
Yes, I agree about that. I just had to ask that question when we were talking about it. I just had to ask the question.
Sure.
Yeah, we get that question a lot. Why did the name change? So it's important to talk about.
So Now I'm going to answer, now I'm going to ask a couple of questions to you, Frank. What are you doing for Spread the Word this year?
So, Angelique, as you're aware, because you're as you stated, you're part of the committee, Bree, myself, and a number of others from local agencies are working. It's our annual campaign. It's always the first Wednesday in March each year, because that's the National Campaign Day. So this year was March the 2nd. We do an annual event that we try to hold in person. Unfortunately, as I noted previously, the past couple of years have been been a little difficult. We have not had an in-person event. So Bree has been extremely helpful with her social media abilities in getting the word out and helping, you know, people, directing people to where they can sign the Spread the Word for Inclusion piece on the national level. We've been for the past couple of years, it's been more of a social media campaign. We are continuing to, as the numbers, the pandemic numbers can decrease in our area, we're hoping to have a live event at some point in time this year, possibly in October during Disabilities Awareness Month. So keep our fingers crossed and keep your eyes and ears out for that.
Oh, you know, it's a good thing you mentioned about Disability Awareness. You know that World Down Syndrome Day was actually March 21st.
That's right. Yep.
You know how to throw that out there.
You did a fine job.
Thank you.
Actually, I'll tell you what, Angelique, one of my coworkers came in and he had two different colorful socks on.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess because you're that campaign. Okay, where am I at? Now you both can answer this question. What do inclusion mean to you?
Okay. Inclusion for me is very synonymous. It means the same to me as opportunity. Giving everyone an equal opportunity, regardless of disability, race, gender, sexual orientation. It's just making society more welcoming and accessible to everyone.
Okay, what about you, Frank?
Well, and very similar to what Bree just said, you know, I guess fortunately for me, I hate to use the term bully puppet, but my position allows me in my position with Erie County, it allows me to kind of have a bully pulpit to ensure that Erie County is being as inclusive as possible and working with everybody, helping everybody to understand information that we're getting across. As you're aware, we regularly have an ASL interpreter when the county executive has press briefings. I meet with the commissioners and department heads, and we talk about how the county can be more accessible, making sure that, you know, services that are being provided, making sure that the buildings that people come into are as accessible as possible. So, you know, I guess that's one of the best parts about my job, to ensure that inclusion piece is being followed through. And you can see the sign behind me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I'm on a meeting with the county executive or whomever it is, you know, they see that. They see that message that we're trying to get across.
Well, since y'all answered that question, I might as well answer that question myself too. So I think the inclusion means to me that everybody has a voice that can be loud and heard. I believe that inclusion also means to me that we can be more involved and different, I'm trying to think how to word that. Be more involved in the community. I think inclusion also means that we can get to do things that we don't normally get to do. Like, I did not, like, easy. On this committee, I did not know that I was going to be on this committee, technically. I did not know I can be certified to be on committee, and now look what happened.
Well, you're right, and you know, you point something out that's very important. We have to look back on history and realize that, you know, the Willowbrook Institution and institutionalization kind of, you know, it hasn't ended 100%, but you know, it's certainly sunsetting to a point where, you know, it allows and enables people with disabilities, with various disabilities, to get out in the community and take advantage of the services that are out there. But you know, the communities, the entities, anybody providing services needs to make sure that those services are being provided in and as accessible as possible.
I agree about that, yes. What do you think about that, Bree?
Absolutely, 100%. And actually, one of the ways that we've asked people to participate and spread the word this year is submitting videos about how their community is inclusive, maybe focusing on a specific business that does a good job of being accessible to everybody. So we've gotten a couple of videos up on our Facebook page, but if anyone else would like to participate before the end of the month or really throughout the year, because it's important to spread inclusion throughout the year, if you're interested and would like to participate, people can submit a video to me at my email address, which is briekish@buffalo.edu, and I will share your video on our Facebook page. And you can just talk about what inclusion means to you, or you can focus on a business that you frequent that is accessible to people. So I just wanted to get that out there because we're nearing the end of March, but I want people to know that we would post videos all year long to help spread inclusion. So
that's a good thing. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how can we do that? But since you said it, I want to ask that question.
Yes, and people can also sign the pledge to spread inclusion on the website, which is spreadtheword.global. And that can also be done year round. People can sign that pledge anytime. March is really the month that we spotlight the campaign, but the campaign never ends. So.
And well, Bree, how many Facebook?
Heard that, yeah.
How many Facebook followers do we have?
I think we're over 500 now. So
that's wonderful.
Yes, and we even last year we even received a video from one of the Buffalo Bills, Harrison Phillips, participating.
Oh my God!
In our
campaign.
So unfortunately, he's leaving this year, but. But we were really excited to get that video from him. And I know that his mission is living on. So.
Yeah, I was actually really in shock when I heard about him leaving. I'm like, what?
Yes, we'll miss him, but he's still committed to his charity organization. So.
Oh, but that's good. But it's a good thing that you had said all of that, so I don't even have to even ask those questions. So
I read your mind, Angelique.
Yeah, you did. Because even though I write questions down, don't mean nothing. Because every time I get into an interview, if we talk, I have a conversation, questions tend to pop up. So
same thing happens to me.
Yeah. Since I'm talking to you. And Frank, you can ad lib with this too. What are your duties and responsibilities for the committee?
So aside from attending all the meetings, my primary focus is our social media, our Facebook page. So for people that are looking for Facebook page, it's Spread the Word WNY on Facebook. And that's where you can find some of the videos that people have submitted, some facts and news and other Spread the Word campaigns that are going on around the world. So I try to share as much information on our Facebook page as possible, because I feel like that's part of spreading the word, is being a part of social media, which we know in the past 2 years has been a primary source of information for people. So
it's a good thing you mentioned that, because I will proudly be glad to share this, to share my show on your guys' Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Because I'm always promoting it on Facebook, so.
Yes.
Thank you, Angelique.
You're welcome, Frank. And since this is actually my show, since it does have my name in it, I'll make sure, like I said, make sure to have it on your guys' Facebook page, so. And you know, I'm on the committee, so you know I have to do that. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, not you. I'm sorry. I got a little screen that popped up talking about running out of time. So sorry about that, y'all.
That's okay.
Okay. That's all right. We're almost done anyway. So so what are your duties and responsibilities, Frank?
I guess my duties and responsibilities are I've been setting the meetings up for people to attend. And you know, as I noted before, right now we're still meeting virtually. We hope to be meeting in person again. We always met in person up until the pandemic, unfortunately, but we're hoping to get meetings in person again. So I set up the meetings, I take the notes, I get the notes out to people, and working with other people who are involved, trying to get other people involved and doing outreach.
Well, definitely let me know, because I'm always trying to get back into meetings and stuff. So definitely let me know, because I definitely want to be a part again now.
You got it.
Thank you. And where can we find y'all? That's the one question I did not put on here.
So if you go to Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, our account it's the @ symbol and then Spread the Word WNY.
Thank you.
And I believe we also have a Twitter page. I'm not sure how updated our Twitter page is, but our Facebook page is where I post our most recent information. And maybe we can expand that in the future and move to Instagram and some of the other channels as well.
That's a good idea. Let me know. Probably I can help y'all, because I actually just got onto I had to put my show on Instagram now. So
yeah, there's always something new, right, Angelique?
You got that right.
For sure.
Now I'm going to wrap this up, because I'm about to run out of time technically, so thank y'all. I'm your host, Angelique, and this has been another episode of the Angelique Everett Show. Now I want to say thanks to my lovely, and I mean lovely and wonderful and amazing special guest, Ms. Bree Kisso and Frank. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Angelique.
Sure has.
Well, you're welcome. You know how to have y'all. So
you know what? One more thing, Angelique, and Bree, you'll appreciate this. Okay. Bree, what's this year's theme?
Champions of Change.
Ooh, and don't you think that Angelique is?
Absolutely, 100%.
Right? For doing this?
Okay, y'all making me blush now. I guess I should have put my shirt on that says I am an inspiration. I got a shirt that says I am an inspiration, so.
Right.
Yep, and you are a champion of change.
Yep.
Thank you. Now, don't forget to use the Angie Govich Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at the_AngieLeakEat_show. Or go to my website, theangieleakshow.com. And now subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Angie Leak Eat Show. Or go to my website, angieleakshow.com. I'm Angie Leak, and I'm rocking it.